When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Man, and I think we're setting world records or something, but it's another gorgeous sunny day here in the great Pacific Northwest as we head into fall. I actually should call this our fall equinox edition. And as always, bright eyes. Well, I don't know. Actually, I was kind of late getting in this
morning.
Tell
the truth now.
Well, I was going to say bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but I was going to say, you know, I haven't even had a chance to connect with you enough to know if you are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. I just know that you're here and on top of it like you always are. So that would be, of course, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge.
Eyes are open. Can't tell you much about the tail because I just can't see it from here. But you're right. It is a gorgeous morning.
Isn't it a gorgeous morning?
And it may be figuratively and literally the last day of summer because fall officially happens tomorrow sometime, I think around 7:30 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's like 6:28 or something in the afternoon. I'm already, because I was at the Ananda Temple in Botha last night for the fall equinox celebration, and it was just outstanding. And so I'm already. I mean, I'm not ready for fall. I don't know about you guys, but I love
fall. Fall's my favorite time of the year.
Yeah.
I love the changing of the seasons. A little Christmas in the air, the leaves. Yeah, it's a little darker. It's a lot of trade-offs, but it's just for me, it's just a nice time. Time to relax.
Well, it is a nice time. I was thinking that spring was my favorite time of year, but now
spring used to be my favorite time of year, but I think maybe because in my life line, I may be more towards the fall of my life.
Towards the fall of your life, yeah. I see. So it's a reflection.
I could just relate maybe a little better.
Well, that makes sense. Of course, whatever's happening, that's my favorite thing. So I'm good with that. Well, let's find out if everybody else is into fall now. Kathy, our call screener, Kathy Southwick, is taking the Sunday off. And we've got in, there's so much reflection in the glass. And she's got dark hair, so she kind of fades in. You know, Kathy's hair kind of shines in there. Anyway. Call screener Janice Churchill's here. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Martha.
I'm so glad to know you're there. I thought, well, maybe you're still doing something else, but no, you're actually there.
I am here. And I'm ready to go.
It's that, you know, it's that sunshine and that glare, you know. And then, of course, filling out the round table here in the studio, it is Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame is here. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yeah. So how are you guys? Are you into fall?
Me?
Well, yeah, and Jan, whoever wants to chime in. Well, are you ready?
I like all the seasons, actually.
Oh, okay.
They got a little something special to offer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. And that's kind of what I was saying. You know, whatever season it is tends to be my favorite, and unless, of course, it's a problem weather of some kind. But it's certainly pretty nice. And Janice, oh, never mind. When the phone rings, she has to go to work. So, well, we'll have to wait to find out if Janice is good with the weather. So, as I said, it is Vet Sunday. That means phone lines will be open throughout the show. And if you have an animal medical care question that you'd like to or some kind of animal medical, some kind of thing you'd like to discuss with Dr. Bill. Phone lines are open, and you are welcome to call in at any time. We have a lot of stuff that we can talk about today, and as I told you about last week, Dr. Bill is hot back from the, I think it would be the annual Holistic Veterinary Medical Convention.
Yes.
And which was on the West Coast this year. It was in Portland?
Portland, yes.
All right. So, Dr. Bill, you spent, what, 3 days down there last weekend?
It was a good group of people. They also had, in conjunction with that, the American Veterinary Homeopath Meeting.
So
Dr. Doug was there.
Dr. Doug, you're out.
Yeah. So it's a...
How's Dr. Doug?
Doug's good.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now, were they done in conjunction with each other? And the same?
Simultaneous. They were in a different location in the convention center.
Oh, okay.
But they were commingling, you know, a lot of homeopaths.
Our holistic vets.
Our holistic vets, right. So
yeah.
It's a crossover. Cool. A lot of them are perplexed on which meeting to go to because they... So that's why they started just in the past couple of years trying to hold them close to each other.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to spend more time as the show progresses here talking about the Holistic Veterinary Convention and the homeopathic?
Both is correct.
So we've got more stuff. And in fact, my brain was kind of amazed because Bill sent me links to all kinds of stuff, new stuff, innovations and so forth in veterinary and human medicine. And so I was looking at all that stuff last night. So we'll be talking about all that sort of stuff. And of course, like I said, we are happy to entertain your phone calls anytime throughout the show. And we will, in fact, do current events today, probably around 10:50 as usual. We will do our Designing Health Missing Link giveaway sometime during the show. I'll let you know it's time to pick up your phones and give Janice a call. And then you get to decide which version of Missing Link you would like to have sent to your home for your animal friends. And Missing Link, of course, is the supplement that is designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed food. And the crummier the food you feed, the more you need Missing Link. There's a formula for cats. There's two for dogs, one for hip and joint and one for skin and coat. There's a bird formula. There's also a horse formula, but we don't give away the horse formula. There's a wellness blend that's vegetarian, and you can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters as well. So jot down the phone numbers. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And I will let you know when it's time for the giveaway. And I'll let you know that because I'll tell you the Missing Link word or words of the day. And other than knowing the Missing Link words of the day, the only other rules are you need to be 18 years or older to play, and you cannot have won a contest on this radio station, any show, within the last 30 days. And and I've kind of put a restriction on that. If you have already won the Missing Link and gotten a version for each type of animal that you have in your household, then let someone else win. So that's just be reasonable. Okie dokie. We have to get official. We haven't actually started the show yet. And we do that by honoring the saint that's guided my work with the animals. And, of course, it's Sunday. So we do a little St. Francis celebrating here. And we start with a prayer for the animals. They get the short one. So looks like... Well, everybody's ready. Janice is on the phone, but we'll go ahead without her. And this is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And then we have St. Francis's peace prayer for us humans. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. And where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. We are officially begun. Okay, so before we do anything else, let me tell you, I've got one announcement here from the Humane Society, our local Humane Society here in the Bellevue Factoria area, and they are looking for homes for fostering kittens. Now, it used to be that by now, going into the fall, kitten season would kind of be winding down and would be over. But it kind of seems like that doesn't happen. I don't think there's just a one time of year that's kitten. What about Dr. Bill as a veterinarian that would see kittens, you know, and young? Do you see them constantly all year round? Is there still a kitten season?
This is the end.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently they have enough that they need help fostering kittens. So if you love them and they are looking for foster parents to provide temporary care for kittens needing more time to grow, from bottle-fed newborns to their frisky toddler equivalent, time commitments can range from 1 to 8 weeks. All supplies are provided by the Humane Society. All you need is a lot of love and a bit of extra room. So if you're looking for a fun project to share with your kids, while foster volunteers need to be 18, kids are encouraged to help their parents care for foster pets. If you have a little space in your home and a heart for a furry friend, join their team of kitten foster parents. And you can go to the Humane Society website, which is www.seattlehumane.org. And then click on foster to come up with the information that you need. But hopefully, there are a lot of you out there who want to volunteer and be good foster parents. I was talking a little bit about the fall equinox celebration last night at the temple, and it was really wonderful. And now the Ananda community has a CSA farm up on Kameno Island, which is kind of up in your neck of the woods, Dr. Bill.
That it is.
And they had, you know, they had just tons of produce from the farm. And they were sampling, you know, cutting up pieces of apple and pear and stuff. I have never tasted such good produce in my life. Now, I bought two different kinds of apples that I wasn't familiar with. King apple and it's the same name as a cow, Holstein. I never even heard of that.
Nope.
But kind of really tart. I like tart apples. Anyway, they were so good. I had to buy some of the produce. And of course, you know, it's all super organic and grown with so much love and great energy. And for any of you that might be interested, you can't. Of course, it's too late to get involved this year. But the CSA is open to anyone, and what you do is select at what level you want to participate and pay an amount of money, and then once a week you pick up fresh produce. And there are several. You don't have to go to Kameno Island to pick it up. They do bring it down closer, you know, to town. So if you're interested, AnandaWashington.org is our website. So I'm all fresh and ready for the fall harvest. All right. Well, as promised, phone calls always take priority here on the air. And we got lots of stuff to keep us busy throughout the show if you guys don't. But since the phone is already ringing, how about Dr. Bill? You ready for a phone call?
Let's go.
All right. So we're gonna head to Tacoma and welcome Diana. Diana, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Good morning.
Good morning, Diana. How can we help you?
Well, I have a little rescue dog that she's about 13 pounds, and I had her on, and she's age 3.
3 years old. What's her name?
Molly.
Molly, and you said she's a rescue dog, about 13 pounds. Do you have any idea what breed?
Well, her ears are clearly something like Papillon, and then her back part looks more like a Pomeranian, so, and she was billed as a Sheltie, but
a pap. Okay, so a pap pom or a pom pap or something along those lines. All right, so what kind of a question do you have about her?
Well, I've had Molly on canine caviar.
The dry food?
Yes, the dry.
Okay.
And then I had previously had my Sheltie on raw dog food through the Darwin's.
Oh, Darwin's raw food? Okay.
Yes. And then I got some for Molly, which, you know, it really does like it did for my last dog, slim her down easily.
Uh-huh.
But she really kind of threw up a lot. And I'm wondering if raw dog food is not for every dog.
Well, what do you think, Dr. Bill?
Well, there is no food that's for every dog. So
yeah, there's really.
Yeah. So some of these animals need a variety of forms of food. So some of them may do better with a little bit of kibble blended in with the raw food. Some people gently cook the raw foods. You also could have been on a formula that had some allergens for that little dog. Because whether it's raw or organic or not, it still can be an allergen to the body. So what does she like to eat? Does she like
you
the...
know,
go ahead.
She's, she's really not a fussy eater. With the canine caviar, I switched between duck and venison.
Mm-hmm.
And the raw dog food that I had duck and chicken, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now, you said that Molly slimmed down on the raw food.
Oh, yeah.
Which often can be the case. You know, and this brings up another question, Diane, that I want to kind of ask Bill about while you're on the line, because it relates to this. With, you know, canine caviar really is kind of state of the art of where processed food has evolved to at this point. And of course, you know, we've finally had to really realize that, you know, dogs and cats are like carnivores, and, you know, dogs are more omnivorous, whatever that word. Yeah, than cats, but they're carnivores nonetheless. And we really been loading up their foods with grains and carbs and that kind of stuff. Canine caviar is one of the foods that has no grains, but also doesn't have any potatoes or tapioca or any of that other kind of stuff. Now, I was just looking at some other foods and reading ingredients labels when I was in stores recently and at clients' homes. I read, of course, what they're feeding. And it seems that a lot of companies now are getting rid of the grain and the potatoes and stuff. And a lot of pea... protein, millet is another, a seed rather than a cereal or a grain that's going into these foods. Now, what I've noticed with some dogs, and which makes me totally agree with Dr. Bill, that there isn't just one right food that works for everybody. I know of some dogs that do really great on canine caviar, and they love it, and they seem to thrive on it, but they're so high energy that they don't hold weight through the winter months. And I just did a session last week with, it was a younger dog, and was just absolutely food obsessed and thin. It came from kind of a high echelon puppy mill sort of breeding. And they were feeding a really high quality, you know, no grain, no fillet type food. And it almost, it felt to me intuitively that maybe that dog needed, you know, a food that had more carb type stuff in it. Have you, Dr. Bill, run into any? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think it's more on a, just like your observation, it's on an individual basis.
Yeah.
And how they process it how much they have to ingest. Each dog's going to have a little bit of difference in proper ability to digest and absorb.
Okay.
So what's good for one isn't necessarily good for the next. So,
you know, and the other thing I'm noticing, or see coming up, is that a lot of the high-quality foods these days, on their label, they say they include probiotics and digestive enzymes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, when we question, we interview these people, and they say, well, you know, it's viable even though the food is processed in terms of how they add it and all this kind of stuff. But I'm finding that I don't know what happens to it or what, but that adding additional probiotics, and it seems to be important to me. How about that?
I'm much more comfortable adding it after the fact.
Okay, so even though it says it's in there on the label.
And they don't really always say how much is there.
Exactly, yeah.
So is it window dressing or, you know, I don't want to question the different companies and say they're trying to mislead people, but I really do wonder. So for a very small amount of additional money, adding your probiotics and your digestive enzymes afterwards I think is much better.
Well, and I had... put it, well, let's see, and I'll make a note that we'll talk about that in a moment. So, Diane, with Molly, you're feeding the canine caviar dry.
Yeah, just a little water.
With a little water, okay. I've always kind of been a fan of not feeding just plain dry, you know, water or not. I add in the Optigest digestive enzymes and probiotics, and I add some raw food into Robbie's food. And Dr. Bill, you were talking about that, combining different types of food. When you had the vomiting problem with Molly, were you feeding just raw food alone?
Correct.
And okay. How soon after you got Molly did you start the raw foods?
Oh, I had her a year and a half before I tried that.
Okay.
And sometimes they throw up just because they eat too fast. Was she throwing up immediately after eating, or how long was it until she threw up food?
Well, it wasn't immediate, but it was, you know, like maybe 10 minutes later.
Okay.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, that's pretty fast. So you just stopped doing it altogether?
I did, but I might get some more and mix it in with caviar.
And you know, you still remember that when you're feeding, no matter what you're feeding, it's a good idea to rotate, you know, protein and carb sources so you don't get consistent exposure for the allergy thing like Bill mentioned. And it sounds like if you added in a little bit of raw food to her dry, she might, you know, she would enjoy it more, and that might be just fine. And see how, you know, she responds to that. Does that sound like a reasonable plan?
That's what I would do. Okay. Just a lot of variety.
Okay. And now what I do with Robbie, I try to, like, whatever version of canine caviar he's eating, I try to make the raw food the same. You know, like if he's on venison, canine caviar, then I add venison raw food.
Okay.
And then so that when I rotate him off, if I feed him the lamb, I'm feeding the lamb raw food, or the duck raw food, or something like turkey. So you remember, you want to do the rotation as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thanks for telling me that.
Okay. Now, before I do want to talk a little bit more about allergies and some information that one of our listeners, and she happens to be a client of Dr. Bill, that Peg sent this week. But I want to find out first, Diana, does that answer your questions adequately? Is there anything else about Miss Molly that you'd like to discuss with Dr. Bill?
No, Molly is a very healthy, happy bulldog. Thank you.
Oh, she is a bulldog?
No, healthy.
No, healthy.
Oh, healthy little dog. Okay, that's what she said. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you called. And when you add in a little raw food, see how it goes. Remember to check back in with us here by the next Vet Sunday and let us know how it's going, okay?
I will. And one thing I wanted to tell you is I have a heck of a time getting canine caviar in the Tacoma area. Nobody seems to want to carry it. Nobody orders it. When I order it, then it takes weeks. And frankly, that was why I went to the RAW. I was getting so impatient with trying to keep the dog food in. So
well, yeah, I understand, and that's one of the reasons why we advertise a lot on and off for them is to try to get it more readily available. Pretty much any store can order it for you. I don't know what's going down in the Tacoma area, but there is a new sales rep up in the area who is supposedly going to do a better job of getting better coverage with stores. I know Sierra Fish and Pets has it, but they're in Renton, so that's a ways for you to go. But I will shoot him an email and just ask about what's going on in the Tacoma area and see if I can get some answers.
Oh, great.
And then
thank
I'll do
you.
A little follow-up next week, okay?
Great.
All right. All right, Diana, when we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors when we hang up here. But then when we come back, I want to ask Bill a little more about the food allergy thing and something that one of our listeners brought up this week. So you might want to continue to listen to that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All righty, thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All right, we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, thank them, support them, and stay right where you are because Animal World continues with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for dogs and cats, and Accutonics from galaxies to cells, planetary science, harmony, and medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, you know, look at that. We're on the downside of the first hour of this fall equinox edition of Animal World already, but we're here until noon, and we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. And, great show coming up next week. Can't wait to tell you all about that. But it is Vet Sunday today. Dr. Bill Burlingame is here, Burlingame Veterinary Consulting. And that's another thing I wanted to mention to Diane and anyone else is that, Dr. Bill, you provide a number of unique services these days, and one of those is a telephone veterinary consultation, which is not easy to find, and you're real reasonably priced because you'll do an hour veterinary consultation for $60, right?
That's right.
And that's like wonderful. So for someone like Diane or anyone else that is dealing with, you know, veterinary dilemmas and so forth, whether or not you're an in-person client of Dr. Bill, you can call and have a phone consultation. And as we have more time to discuss, you know, the other things that you do, you know, the immune support and all, you know, and the laser and all of that stuff, you can discuss all kinds of things. But, you know, if Diane wanted to follow up with the food stuff,
sure,
she could do that by phone, right?
Yeah, we can have a nice visit. Sometimes we're just visiting and talking about dogs. So, and I just try to, you know, get a third party look at what's been going on with a patient and give the owner some ideas about other options that they could discuss with their veterinarian. There's lots of things out there.
Yeah, and you and I, as I say, I believe you really are the expert in immune support for animals as well as humans, and that plays a huge role because we'll get into, you know, what's the reason for immune support, but especially if you're dealing with dogs with cancer and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it makes a huge difference. So in case you're not going to be with us for the entire show, let me give you some contact information for Dr. Bill, which you can always find at www.marthanorwalk.com. On the homepage, a link will come up with Dr. Bill's contact information. But if you'd like to give him a call to schedule a phone consultation, the number is 425-903-7913. I can't tell if that's a 1 or a 7. 425-903-1913. And you can email him, BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. Now, we were talking, you know, food and raw food and so forth with Diane, our first caller today. You know, she's talking about a vomiting problem when she went to raw. And you had mentioned, well, you know, among other things, could be food allergies. And I had mentioned last week on the air that when you went to the Holistic Veterinary Convention last week, that you were on a mission to kind of connect with, you know, Dr. Jean Dodds, who's is homeopath labs and has done all the work with thyroid, and she's doing the rabies challenge vaccine thing, right, and all that sort of stuff. And she's apparently come out with a salivary allergy test.
Correct.
For dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a swab of the dog's saliva and you send that to the lab, and then they send you a report they test different foods,
right,
which And what did you say that they've been doing this test for about a year?
Yeah, I think it's been on the market for about a year. I'm sure that Jean's been working on it hard for many years.
Right.
She's a pretty sharp lady. I have not utilized it in any of my patients yet, so I don't have any firsthand experience. So for me, the jury's still out.
Right, and that's why we were hoping that you'd be able to connect with her and find out more.
Yeah.
But the bad news is
she wasn't there at the meeting. I can't believe that she wasn't at the holistic meeting because she's always there. So she must have had something really, really big going on
to not be there. So
yeah,
we can't.
Yeah, last year she was the keynote speaker. Just kind of disappointing, and I kind of wanted to bend her ear a little bit on what's going on, and you in particular wanted to find out about why they don't screen for yeast as an allergen.
Yeah, there's some allergens they're not testing for that, mm-hmm. that's like, well, why? And you brought it up, well, maybe they don't have a test for it yet or something, but we just really don't know.
Right.
So Dr. Beal didn't get a whole lot more information. However, because I mentioned that last week, you know, our pagan Olympia is always right on top of stuff, and she sends all kinds of great information. But she sent me a link, and her kind of question was, well, look at this. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of pet food companies aren't telling the truth about what's in their foods, and so the label doesn't necessarily indicative of what's actually in the food. So she said, what good is allergy testing if you don't know what's at you're actually feeding your dog? And we know that, you know, Peg, of course, is a big raw food enthusiast because it's made a huge difference for, you know, her very sensitive dog. So what do you think about that?
There's no question there's a lot of contamination. Some of it is not, well, I got to put this properly, not intentional, is if they're using the same processing equipment to run different, let's use the term, flavors of dog foods, be it, venison or chicken or turkey or whatever. It's a lot of downtime for them to completely clean all the equipment.
All right.
So they basically sweep it out and run the next batch. So there's unintentional cross-contamination. So we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I saw a report from a dermatologist a few years ago about the unbelievable amount of cross-contamination in a lot of the major brands of dog foods.
Wow.
So there again, the question is how much of an allergen is clinically significant?
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll ever have the answer to that. We know from clinical experience there are some dogs that are really sensitive. Just a treat or two, a few kibbles will set them off. So it's prevent and avoid exposure is the way to go, but you don't always know what you're getting.
Yeah, and which is really makes it, you know, it really throws a wrench in when you're trying to rotate.
Yeah, if you're trying to do a what we call novel protein food or a single protein that the animal's never been exposed to, and you're using a high quality pet store brand, you don't always know if it's a clean food.
Yeah, I think that's where Peg would be chiming in, saying, "That's why I feed raw.
Yeah.
That's why I, you know, I purchase my own ingredients."
Yes.
And she knows exactly what's going into her
she
dog.
She does. Yeah.
And certainly feeding raw or home cooking or some combination of that is really the only way to be really, really sure, unless, of course, you know, you can trust the companies. And I think some are probably more trustworthy than others.
Now,
but
a sideline to that, what's interesting, I had a real long discussion with Randy Ringgold, who is the individual that started that vitamin D testing that we've talked about in the past. I talked to him the other day.
And that's vitamin D testing for dogs
now
for cats.
And now for cats. And they also have screening tests for cancer, and they do a C-reactive protein for dogs. We had about an hour discussion on the phone. He's just a wealth of information. And I thought it was very interesting. They just got done, and he sent me some papers Friday, I guess, but I haven't had a chance to look at them. But they did an analysis of a lot of the commercial brands of dog foods, including raw foods.
Oh.
And he said it was quite amazing, in particular with raw foods, how much the vitamin D level varies.
Wow, okay.
So,
Well, because we have, with vitamin D, you know, there's kind of a glitch when it comes to our animal friends, because we're used to, humans are in the sun, we get vitamin D from the sun.
Yes.
But that's not true with dogs and cats.
They get
it
in their food.
They get it only from their food.
They don't convert the precursor to that is cholesterol and things, and when it's oxidized in the skin by UV light, it just amazes me how this stuff all evolved and developed or was developed. So dogs and cats don't develop that by UV exposure to the skin.
So only
it's
from
all
food.
Through diet, right.
And then, of course, with humans, we know that there's humans have a lot of problem with vitamin D deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And then whether or not they're in the sun and being able to whatever the body has to do to make the vitamin C or use it or whatever. But then animals seem to be at maybe even greater risk for vitamin D deficiencies.
Especially in the processed dog foods.
Right, because there's just such a range. Now there's a pretty simple blood test that you can test.
Mm-hmm.
And then animals, dogs and cats can be supplemented with vitamin D supplementation just like humans can,
yeah,
right?
And what we're finding now is that, and again, I've only got a couple, three cases, and that was one of the reasons that I called him, is that there appears that these dogs have a problem in absorbing different forms of vitamin D supplementation.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's going to add a new thing.
We're going to go to a liquid form of the vitamin D that's formulated for dogs, because it's the fat content, the emulsified state of the vitamin D3 and the fat content that helps absorption.
Okay. I'm just going to add in a little caveat here, folks, for those of you that are listening and have animals. One of the reasons I'm just so excited that Dr. Bill provides this telephone consultation now is that as you listen to him here, and you will, there's a reason why he's been, you know, our primary vet, Sunday vet on Animal World for years and years and years and years. It is because he's very open and he never stops educating himself and learning and talking to people and all of that. So even if you're on the other side of the country, in fact, you do consult with clients over the phone in other parts of the country, because you know so much about all of this kind of thing that it's well worth running stuff past him. And, well, you know, because you could be doing this and this and this and this. And not only can you get the best immune support directly from him and so forth, but it's amazing what his knowledgeable mind might add to situation. So anyway, I just wanted to say
Thank you.
So the information still loading here on the vitamin D business,
yes.
But it looks like rather than because we tested my dog, you know, when he tested insufficient, so he gets what the recommended amount of vitamin D per day that to supplement with. They don't make it, you know, those little gel caps with the liquid in them. So I give him one day, I give him 1,500 and or 1,000, and the next day I give him 2,000 because he's supposed to be getting like 1,500 whatevers a day. But are you saying now that he may not be able to absorb this
Correct.
Liquid in the gel thing? So I'll be changing to
yes.
So
yeah.
You're notifying me that Robbie will be changing to another form of vitamin D. And is that something that I can just like squirt in his food
really
or something?
Nice. Yeah, it's I'm trying to remember what the concentration is. So I think it's 100 units per drop or something like that. They've got it really formulated really conveniently for dogs.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will get firsthand knowledge about all of that. So Let us take care of our advertisers and sponsors once again for the last time in this hour. Listen, pay attention, support them, because without them, we can't do this kind of great programming. And Vet Sunday continues straight ahead. We have got all kinds of more stuff to talk about as we're talking now. But phone lines are open throughout the show. So if you've got an animal medical care question or topic you want to discuss with Dr. Bill, you can pick up your phone anytime. Now would be a great time to do that. Local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. And you can send us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, while I'm at it, I keep forgetting to say Animal World, thanks to the wonderful ladies that are rejuvenating the show, we have a Facebook page now. So Martha Norwalk's Animal World, go to Facebook and like us. All right, Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-369 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two for dogs, a skin and coat, and a hip and joint. There is a formula for birds and a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other little critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and the like. And there's a horse formula. Ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or ask your vet. And you can go directly to Designing Health if you like. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300 or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Vet Sunday. Dr. Bill Burlingame's in the house today. Phone lines are open for your animal medical care questions or topics of discussion. And I'm going to give you the phone numbers again, because in just a moment, I'm going to give you the missing link words of the day. And you get to call Janice and tell her what version of missing link you would like to win and have sent to your doorstep. You can choose the feline formula. You can choose one of either of the canine formulas for hip and joint or for skin and coat, or the wellness blend, which is vegetarian and you can feed to everybody. Or the bird formula. So local numbers, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And how about the buzzwords on Animal World for the day? Fall equinox. I like that. I always forget whether it's the equinox or the solstice, so I have to remember what the last one was, and I know they go every other. So it was the summer solstice, so it's the fall equinox. Okay, so pick up your phone. All righty, so we were talking about food allergies and rotation and that kind of stuff. And the unfortunate possibility that labeling is not necessarily correct. And so you may see what's in the labels on your food and think that's what's in there, but there could be contamination. I remember a story I was privy to from, you know, kind of being an insider in the industry. And this was within the last, 5 years or something. But there was a case of a major pet food company, not the grocery store foods, so a little bit higher tier, and that makes simple formulas, really, you know, decent formulas. You would know the name instantly. And none of their formulas in their canine dry food has beef in it. They have like venison and lamb or chicken, that sort of stuff. Well, they had a shipment of maybe their venison or their whatever food going to Japan. And it was like 5,000 pounds of food, and it was held up in customs because Japan wouldn't let it into the country because it was testing positive for beef. And U.S. beef was not allowed in Japan at that time. So I don't remember how many years ago, but so this is a company that doesn't have beef in any of their foods. And yet there was enough in there to test positive when the Japanese customs or whatever, you know, was checking. And so they wouldn't let the food in. And that, like you mentioned, Dr. Bill, may have been a case of cross-contamination or something. Yeah. So it isn't necessarily, but like, you know, if they're using that extrusion and all of that and there's leftover beef stuff in there from another food, and then at least some of the food, the next batch, if it's different, is going to pick up some of that. So now then we were also talking about food allergy testing. And of course, there have been over the years, Dr. Bill, there have been a lot of different kind of testings. There was the skin testing. And then wasn't there, was it the RASP? Or it's a blood test.
Yep.
And then now we got this salivary testing. In your experience, have you ever found anything that you really think is viable and accurate and a test that you recommend?
It's all on an individual basis. The skin testing is just for environmental pollens. You don't test food? No, you can't test
food.
Okay. The serum testing can be for environmental allergens and foods.
Uh-huh.
And there's a pretty, different companies suggest that there's a strong correlation between serum allergy testing and skin allergy testing. But I don't know. It's all over the dartboard.
Okay.
So sometimes it doesn't always tell you, you know, if you get a high, if something flags really high on an allergen, it say, well, that's something we can stay away from and let's go towards the other foods that didn't flag high, but it really varies a lot.
Well,
it's a guide. It's not 100% accurate.
Yeah. So I've got another way of approaching this now and some good sources, and we'll get into that. But before we close out the hour, guess who's listening?
I.
And on the line would, let's take her phone call before we run out of time. It would be our Peg in Olympia. Good morning, Peg.
Hi, good morning. I missed some of what Dr. Bill was saying.
But I bet your ears were ringing or burning.
Well, yeah, I wanted to hear a lot of really wanted to hear the show.
Well, we were talking about you is why I was saying that.
Oh, you were? I was on the phone with your call screener, and I had to turn off the radio, so I don't know what was said in the last couple minutes. So.
Oh, no. This was earlier in the show.
Oh, okay. I wanted to share with you some things, and I wanted to ask Dr. Bill a question.
Sure. We might have to hold you over the top of the hour, but get started with us now.
All right. On Gene Dodd's allergy testing, Dr. Jean spoke here in Olympia several years ago, and she hadn't rolled out the allergy testing yet, but she was getting ready to, and so she talked a lot about that. And I went up later and I talked with her because, of course, I had Pershing, who was allergic to everything. And she, I had some questions about the animal proteins because, of course, there are huge differences between raw proteins and cooked proteins and CAFO proteins and pasture-raised proteins. I mean, it's just, I think they're just so different from one another. So I asked her what kind of proteins she was testing for, and she did not know.
Mm.
And I don't know whether she has clarified her thinking on that. So if Dr. Bill ever talks to her, I would sure like to know.
That's a good question.
It's an excellent question.
Well, I'll bet you the technology's not there to be that specific because, like, your cooked proteins are going to be denatured. So I bet you the technology is not that sensitive.
Well, one reason I went raw, aside from the fact that Pershing is allergic to every commercial food out there that we went through in Mud Bay, I didn't try Old Roy, but, I mean, even
you might be missing out there.
Mud Bay, and I remember Dr. Bill almost had a stroke when I told him I was going to do that.
Well, we had these raw food feeders out in my parking lot with their trunks open.
Oh, really?
Well, you were there one day with.
Remember that? Yeah.
Was that the Wazoo group? Food group that you buy in bulk?
They were exchanging raw foods in my parking lot.
No, that was the rabbit dealer from East of the Mountain.
Oh, there you go.
Really your client, if you recall.
Yes.
And she started raising rabbits. Uh-huh. So I started him out on a rabbit, and I very dutifully cooked the rabbit per your instructions and was adding in all the amino acids that I was cooking out. And, you know, all of his allergies really went away. And,
all right, well, I've got to interrupt because we're at the top of the hour. And Pershing, of course, we're talking about is your 11-year-old bulldog.
Yeah.
And if you can stick with us, we'll turn this hour right around and then come right back to you. And let's continue this discussion because I know you've got more to say and you have a question for Dr. Bill. So Peg and Olympia is holding on. We're saying sayonara for the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World and going to fire up hour number two. Stay right where you are. Vet Sunday continues with on Animal World right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.